Hello and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight, we are discussing the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations games currently underway in Ivory Coast. The tournament kicked off last month with 24 African nations battling it out for the cup. But first, a look at what is happening elsewhere. A new poll says Americans are concerned over Joe Biden's handling of the economy, despite the administration's repeated touting of positive economic figures. The survey puts Biden's approval at 38% in January and predicts a tight race with challenger Donald Trump. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
To hear the Biden administration tell it, the U.S. economy is on an upswing.
Over the past 3 years, President Biden and I have lowered costs, created opportunity, and are building an economy that works for working people. We have created more than 14.5 million new jobs, increased wages for tens of millions of Americans. Today, consumer confidence is up, and consumer spending is an all-time high. And although we have more work to do, let us be clear, America's economy continues to be the strongest in the world.
The head of the U.S. Central Bank, which fiercely maintains its independence from political pressure, agrees.
We feel like inflation is coming down. Growth has been strong. The labor market is strong. What we're trying to do is identify a place where we're really confident about inflation, get it going back down to 2%, so that we can then begin the process of dialing back the restrictive level.
But a new poll from research firm Ipsos shows that a rising number of American voters don't buy it. And that's hurting Biden's reelection chances.
Biden is entering into 2024 in a weakened position. We have him at this point at 38% approval rating. And that's important because based on our experience, our historical experience, a sitting president at 40% approval rating or better has better than a 50-50 chance of winning the next election.
Voters' top issue, Young says, is the economy, and not the bigger trends, but the nickels and dimes.
Peel that onion away, and they're really worried about inflation.
South Carolina's Democratic voters overwhelmingly supported Biden in a recent primary. But even supporters say they feel the pinch.
Groceries are high, higher than we've seen in a while. Gas is also. But what I'm encouraged by is mortgage interest rates are beginning to go down.
That, Young says, is a new spin off the Clinton-era political saying that American voters share one priority. It's the economy, stupid.
It's the inflation, stupid. And by the way, we really don't know how inflation behaves relative to politics, relative to public opinion. We haven't had a lot of experience in the United States in the last few generations with high rates of inflation.
Donald Trump has touted his economic acumen to voters on the campaign trail. The former president, however, is facing 4 criminal cases and a civil judgment over alleged business fraud, in which he's accused of wildly inflating his net worth. Is that likely to sway voters whose minds appear to be already made up? The world will find out in November. Anita Powell, VOA News, The White House.
In Harare, Magistrate Ferris Chakanyuka has convicted opposition politician Job Skala for communicating falsehoods prejudicial to the state. Skala's case stems from a 2021 case where he was accused of spreading falsehood that a baby was beaten to death by the police. His lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu, explains what transpired in court today.
We have just come from getting the judgment against Job Sikala. The magistrate found him guilty of publishing or communicating falsehoods prejudicial to the state. A reasoning is that simply because his name appears on the Facebook account and his face appears on it, it should lead everyone to believe that it's his account and he's the one who made that post. The prosecutor made an inquiry whether he should remain in custody or be taken into custody. They did not make any application for accused to be remanded in custody following his conviction. So the court made a determination that his bail continues since he has already been on bail on the matter and there was no breach of his bail conditions. After today, we'll be filing an appeal against this decision. We do not believe it's a correct decision. We do not believe that it accords with the law.
That was Sikala's defense lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu, speaking in Harare. Back to our topic. The Africa Cup of Nations tournament currently underway in Ivory Coast has brought excitement among soccer lovers across the country and continent with semi-final games played today. Currently underway is a match between Nigeria and South Africa. In the other semi-final match, host Ivory Coast are facing the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, at 10 p.m. Zimbabwean time. Many Zimbabweans who follow soccer are, however, putting their money on South Africa, with some even going as far as predicting a final of SADC's remaining teams, DRC and South Africa. The final is on Sunday. What are your predictions? Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight, we are discussing the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations games currently in Ivory Coast. To discuss this in depth, we are joined by independent sports commentators. That's our sports commentator, Brian Musekiwa, who is based here in the U.S., in the state of Maryland, and our former ZPC Kariba coach, Nyuswan Motema, who is in Harare, and Rima, the sports director, Nesbet Moyo, also in Harare. Welcome to our live talk show, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jonga.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Mr. Mutema. You are a coach by profession, and currently there is a match between South Africa and Nigeria. What can you say about the composition of the two teams and their successes so far?
Good evening, Mr. Dunga. Good evening, our listeners. I must say that it is really a balanced game so far, with both teams playing identical system. That is a 1-4-3-3 formation being used by Nigeria. In response, South Africa has just done the same, coming up the same formation. On goals, Nigeria, their goalkeeper, who is Mwabali, he has just considered one goal in the tournament and has been actually very good on goals, minimizing damage on the team's defense. Then the defender of Ekong is and partnering Ajayi, then the wing backs are Basay and Olina. And the central midfield is Onyeka, and Iwobi, and Samuel. Then the three who was the names in Austin from Nigeria, and another Lockman, Victor Osimhen on the center, and Simon. This is what completes the lineup for the Nigerian squad for the game. Then South Africa responded. They were also putting in the likes of Pesi Tau, Makopa, one is the three forwards. In the midfield, they scored Zulu and Mukwena.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense actually has been well taken care of by Williams, who actually had some rest during the final shootout in a game which he managed to have a breaking chance of four clear saves, which actually made South Africa to progress to where they are at the day.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mtema. Let me go to Mr. Msekiwa before I go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Msekiwa, in the other semi-final, there is a game that is to be played between Ivory Coast, the host, and the DRC Congo, or the Democratic Republic of Congo. What's your predictions and your say on the successes of these teams so far?
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Jonga, for bringing me into the program. So, on the game between Ivory Coast and DRC Congo, I'm predicting Ivory Coast to be able to overcome the DRC based on two or three factors. Number one, Ivory Coast is more experienced at this stage of the tournament than the DRCs, and also they are also hosting. It's a host nation, and host nations usually they have an advantage of the supporters in front of them. And also the other thing is, if you remember Ivory Coast when they played with Mali, they showed their resilience, determination to withstand any adversity. So I think that game really made the Ivorians believe that they can do it and win the tournament. And the fact that they were given another break, they were given another second chance to be able to participate after they were nearly knocked out of the tournament and they had to get back into the tournament through the back door. I think those factors are going to motivate Ivory Coast to be able to win the champion. I'm putting my money on Ivory Coast.
Mm, thank you so much. Let's hear from Mr. Nesbet Moyo. Mr. Nesbet Moyo, the match between South Africa and Nigeria, they've played 53 minutes so far and they're still 0-0. What do you have to say about this? Did you expect these two teams to go this far in the tournament?
Mr. Jonga, good evening to you all, listeners following from wherever you are. From what I can see, Mr. Jonga, it's not a lot of people that we're expecting either South Africa or Nigeria to have come this far, but it's the tribe all and sundry, and they've come this far. But anyway, looking at what is happening today, I must say there are two attributes that I'm seeing on the two teams. Nigeria with their short passes, and they're evolving their play around Iwobi, there's Aina, there's Osimhen, there's Simon. And they've been probing this South African defense. Like, if you check the first 10 minutes, Nigeria were probing, and we were so much expecting that a goal would come through. But to their credit, South Africa has been able to stand their ground, and that's another attribute that I would want to say about this South African team. They are not fazed by the occasion, and to their credit, they've held firm, and they have this tenacity and this ability to soak the pressure, hold the ball, and be able to spring the attacks from the back, and they've been doing quite well. It's only a lady like that has not been on their side. Otherwise, the first 45 minutes, South Africa had maybe three opportunities to put the ball in the back of the net. But to their credit, Nigeria's defense, obviously led, marshaled by Trust Ekong, has done a reasonably very good job. So, yes, it's been an interesting swing from one end to the other. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mutema. South Africa is the only team that is mainly made up of locally based talent, and they've managed to stand this far. What's the secret here?
I think you can see the composition of the national team. It is players who actually are playing at high level from Sundowns. Remember, Sundowns have been dominating African Champions League, where they've been actually the team to beat. And it has been proven that it has been just an easy job for Coach Bruce just to come up with the squad, mainly comprising of Sundowns players who have been the spine of the team. And I must also say that South Africa, they've been doing very well in terms of the development, in terms of the next week. They resort to them, the infrastructure, and how the sponsors actually are helping the club make sure that the level of professionalism is at a high level, and also they retain those very good players to play the national football. That has been the secret for South Africa. That's what I can say.
Thank you so much, Mr. Msekiwa. These teams or these nations have met three times, and on three of those three occasions at the AFCON, Nigeria has been prevailing. What's your prediction today? Mr. Msekiwa?
Yes, sorry, Ms. Jonga, I was on mute. No, I was saying head-to-head comparisons in predicting the future outcome, it's very, very important. But from the look of things, if you look at how teams have prevailed in this tournament, it looks like most of our fans are being caught off guard in using that type of analysis in determining the result output. So based on what I've seen so far in the first half, it's anybody's game. I can see the team that scores first will be able to win the tournament. The key is to score and defend the lead. So yes, Nigeria has won all the time when they met with South Africa, but it's very, very hard now to be using that kind of measure to see who's going to win the tournament.
Regai tinzwekuna Mr. Nesbet Moyo. Vamoyo, tiri kuona kuti zvikwata izvi zvakasangana katatu mumakwikwi eAFCON. Asi pamitambo mitatu iyoyo Nigeria yanga ichikunda. Mungaona here paine zvingashanduka kana kudzokororwa kwezvakamboitika izvi kwenhoroondo iyi?
Tichaona kuti South Africa matambiro airi kuita akatisiya nezvichida nematambiro aita makore akapfuura avaitambatamba avaitangana neNigeria. Ndikuona chikwata cheSouth Africa rwendo rune chinenge chakati rongekei ende chine kutsungirira kanzi yatikati patience yekuningira zvinhu kuti tinyatsoroita zvinhu tichifamba nebhora mbishana mbishana kusvika chika patinoda kusvika. Saka ndinoona kuti zvese zvese hazvizoshamisi chikwata cheSouth Africa chikabudirira nazvo, hazvishamisi nekuti zvakaitika paMorocco vashona vaizvitarisira izvozvo ende zvinogona kungoitika futi.
Vamutema hanzi nevamwe vari kutarisira finari inenge ine zvikwata zvemudunhu reSADC, Democratic Republic of Congo neSouth Africa. Some are predicting that it will be a SADC affair in the finals. What's your predictions or what you can tell these people?
tinoti mumiriro akaita mutambo pari zvino aitaridza kuti izvoni even mukatarisa mitambo mishanu yatambwa neakapfuura avakatamba Nigeria neSouth Africa zvichitaridza kuti matatu anga ari mangange South Africa ikaona rimwe Nigeria rimwe saka zvokuti South Africa inogona kukunda inonosangana neDRC kukona zvinhu zvinogona kubuda zvakadaro nokuti zviri kuitika kuAfcon yegore rino zvikashamadza tikaona kuti mizha vanongorora nezvemitambo vavarairizwi vari kujera zvakawanda sere zvokuti pavari kusangana vari kutadza umisha hwavo kuti zvoni hakuna mutambi wenhamba rakaidza hazi kunzi arotamba sei saka izvozvo dzavanoti football science dzaimprovha zvokuti hakusina timu iri kuita dominance vari kuapplya mafootball science iyayo saka zvichitaridza kuti iko zvino mukata South Africa ine maroco based players asi mamiriro avaita kuti vakarova moroco which is rated number 13 world mese and 18 yakaita mukurumbira kuworld cup yapfuura zvinotaridza kuti izvoni hazvingakashamadzisika wakuti DRC yasangana nesouth africa nokuti kwawakabva ndokwanga kwakatooma sere kubuda pamoroco nepakabudawo DRC zvinotaridza kuti izvoni haiwa zvinogona kuinda nepamwe nekuti mukatarisa maarabhu aisidhominata mutambo uyu vaakumusha nekuti vazhinji vavo vakutotamba kumaclub havo saka zvebhore rino zvinogona kuinda nepamwe.
Before I go back to our guests, let me just read what some of our listeners send here, their messages here, messages from our listeners. There's Richard Moyo, who is in South Africa. Hanzi, nasikuma kuwerere chaiwo. Asi panopera mutambo iyi ndinoona South Africa versus DRC vachizotarisira zvakare kuti Nigeria inenge yakuzosangana neIvory Coast. Ndofunga vari kutarisa kuti mamiriro ezvikwata zvinenge zvichipinda mufinari ndofunga vari kuona South Africa neDRC then dzinenge dzakuzotambira nhamba yechitatu nenhamba yechina iri Nigeria neIvory Coast. Kwouyawo tinotenda si Machona. Hanzi taneta nekuisa nhamba musingatifoneri asi munoda kuti heka kwete mukoma tinenge tichikufonera dzimwe nguva nhamba dzinoramba asi zvataita nhasi kuverenga meseji yenyu yamatumira kuno kwouya Foji Madura viva South Africa viva I think he is routing for South Africa to take this trophy or to win this match then there is Foji Madura hanzi maSouth Africans nemaZimbabweans kana maZimbabweans akanga ahwina maSouth Africans apembere sezvamunoita asi imi munoti South Africa kana ichitamba kana yakahwina munoita nge muchadhirisa indaneti ikonai kudaro ndimukoma 4G Madura avo maonero avo regai tidzokere kune nyanzvi dzedu let's go back to our guest Mr. Mutema, you are a seasoned coach. You have coached many teams in the EPL in Zimbabwe. Do we see Zimbabwe emulating what South Africa has achieved so far? You working with locally based talent? Yes, I asked you a question that can we see Zimbabwe emulating this feat that South Africa has done so far? You are working with locally based players but achieving so much because nobody expected them to reach this far, I think.
For us, it's a different story. Our league, I can say, is poor. We have a team whereby a team can talk about 2,000 a month. They are for operations, which is including to daily matches, paying for matches, and also clear up. And when the season ends, a team will get $75,000. So this actually is another picture that is affecting our local guys. The players, they are okay, the majority of them is working good sound. And also, don't forget that the last season, the decision was that a team would be traveling more than 300 kilometers to pursue a homage because the infrastructure you got it, where you can go find stadium, let alone Harare, which is the capital city.
where all the students could be condemned to make both a domestic game, let alone international games. So I think we're falling way, way behind to make what South Africa is doing and other southern counterparts are doing. We still have a long way to go, and I think we've got derailed the local issues to improve our domestic football in Zimbabwe, and we need to engage all the stakeholders to come up with taking to improve the infrastructure, and secondly to improve the welfare of the players that is creating our football. For instance, our football, the TV rights, and it's actually affecting a lot of things in terms of player development, how to improve. There's no video analysis because most of these games, they are not properly covered, and the statistics for the players, even for the coaches to develop, or they are really actually very difficult to get. So, we're saying yes, we might dream to achieve what's happening down the local players, but we are miles behind.
Mr. Msekiwa, some analysts say that for Zimbabwe to exceed or excel in soccer, I think the players themselves need to have an attitude that is positive. Do you think that is lacking in Zimbabwe, or it is something to do with the administration of soccer in the country?
Yeah, it's a combination of factors. Player himself has to be committed. He has to have some form of discipline to be able to succeed in the sport. It's just those are the basic fundamentals of success. Then also, there's also a need to have a good infrastructure to be able to develop talent. So in Zimbabwe at the moment, we don't have good infrastructure that can help young talent to be able to prosper in their in the sport. Mm-hmm. So having good structures, having good youth development programs, and also the government should be able to hire coaches or trainers with international expertise to be able to help these youngsters. I think having all those things is going to be of help. And if you look at South Africa, the reason why they are successful is because I think their level, since they won the Nations Cup in 2002, at one point their soccer level went down, but from the time they hosted the World Cup in 2010, I think they managed to utilize those structures to be able to be successful.
Thank you, Mr. Msekiwa. Let me just update. I think currently Nigeria is now leading 1-0, a goal that was scored by Ekong in the 67th minute. So it's Nigeria 1, South Africa 0 at the moment. Let me leave you to finish whatever you wanted to say, Mr. Msekiwa. Were you done before I go to Mr. Moyo?
No, I was saying the success of South Africa right now.
Yes.
Yes, we may see it as if it just came from nowhere. I think they managed to
work on it.
On the 2010 World Cup structures to be able to build their teams.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you are an administrator, a stock administrator. What's your last word?
Mr. Junga, for this opportunity to also hear from Mr. Chema and Mr. Mkena. I must say that this tournament, I hope Zimbabwe gets to learn the nitty-gritties of our football.
Thank you.
It's become big business in the world.
Thank you so much.
We should
Thank you so much. I'm very sorry, Mr. Moyo. Time is against us. That brings us to the end of our show. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Brian Musekiwa, Mr. Nisbet Moyo, and Mr. Newsom Mutema. I am Jonga Kandemiri, signing off in Washington.